At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, I want to tell you about this challenge that we have coming up in the society. It's called the Business Meeting with God Challenge. Now, this is the second time that we've had this challenge, and I was blown away when we did it the first time, so we had to bring it back. Now, this challenge is different. This challenge is truly a challenge with rules. So no social media, YouTube, or podcasts, including this one, for the entire 7 days. You have to spend time with God near water at one point during the challenge. You have to do a prayer walk daily outside if the weather permits, and you must have a business meeting with God every single day. Now, these are the challenge rules, but within the society, we are here to support you. So every morning you get a devotional with an assignment. We fast from food until noon every day. And you have these community quiet time meetups with all of the hosts. So this is an opportunity for us to explore the Bible on different topics. So I'm going to do my community quiet time on how to surrender your ambition. Rosalind is going to do one on how to seek God on the tools and resources that you need for your business. Kavaya is going to do a group quiet time on how to overcome comparison in business. And then Sharla is going to come and talk about how to navigate the Bible for your business. So if you are someone that really just needs practice in making God the CEO, seeking Him on behalf of your business, come and do this challenge. It's free. It's happening within the society over the course of a 1 week free trial. So if you click the link in the show notes or go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge, you can register there. Again, it's free. The society is a paid community, but the challenges are free. You can leave when the challenge is over at no cost, of course. But I want you to be a part so that you can get used to the lifestyle that it takes to make God the CEO and truly see what He does in your business as a result. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge or click the link in the show notes to join us. The challenge is from April 17th to April 24th. I'll see you there. Hey guys, welcome back to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Quick disclaimer, I am congested and you may be able to hear that in my voice. My allergies, they went in right now. I am taking a major L. I think because I'm pregnant, so my immune system is suppressed, so it's making my allergies a lot worse. But when I tell y'all it's ghetto out here, it's ghetto. So shout out to everybody with allergies. I'm praying for all of us. But nevertheless, last week we answered questions and I told you guys that I wanted to do this bonus episode on another very popular question that I get. The root of the question is how to hear from God. The way that it's asked, it varies from how do I know if this is a me idea versus a God idea? How do I know if these are my thoughts or if this is God? How do I know if I am in alignment or not? All of these things are rooted in knowing and understanding the Father's voice. So the first thing I would ask anyone who asked me this question, because y'all know I'm famous for answering a question with a question first, because I'm just trying to get understanding and the answer depends on where we go next, right? So first, I would have you put a mirror up to yourself and ask, am I putting the cart before the horse? Am I seeking God for His hand and not His heart? Am I seeking God because of what He can do for me, because of the promises that I hear and read about, because I want to live this purpose-filled life, or I want to have this successful business. I want to have this. I want to have that. The root of all of that is I. Am I seeking God for me and what I want? Or am I seeking God for His heart? Am I seeking God for Him to change me, for Him to remold me back to who He intended me to be before life molded me into something else? Am I seeking God on how can I serve Him better? How can I live righteously? How can I be the salt and light of the earth? How can I serve Him? Or are you seeking God for how he can serve you? This is a very pivotal question. I'm not going to judge you based off of your answer. I'm just saying that you should answer it so you know what to do next. Because if the truth is, and God knows the truth regardless, if the truth is I'm seeking God so he can serve me, then that needs to be dealt with. Now, more practically, some things that you should keep in mind is that God will never contradict his word. The Bible says that he and his word are one. So a measuring stick that you can use when you feel like you hear something and you want to know if this is God or not, is it in alignment with the word? Of course, the prerequisite of that is to know the word. But is this in alignment with the word? And when I say that, and when you go to do that, don't just look at the scripture at the surface level. Read the context. Read the who, what, when, why, how. Who was speaking and who were they speaking to? What was the intention of this? Because then you'll find what the text is actually saying versus interpretation. Because sometimes we misinterpret text due to a lack of context. So when you're measuring up what you're hearing with the word, make sure you're measuring up with the word in context. Okay. So that's one practical thing. God will never contradict his word. Something else that I've learned over the years is that God speaks to us differently. He has different methods of speaking to his people. And based off of conversations that I've had with other believers, I found that in people I talk to, usually his way of speaking to them is pretty consistent. And I guess that depends. I don't know why that is. I'm assuming it depends on maybe like the way the person is able to receive. I don't know. But God does speak in a variety of ways. So God will speak in dreams. God will speak. Of course, he always speaks through his word. God may speak in visions. God will speak in nature. God will sometimes, people have even been recorded hearing God speak audibly. God will speak in a still small voice that may pop into your head as a thought. So there's a variety of ways that God speaks. And I always, for years, since I started this podcast, recommend the book, How to Hear from God by Joyce Meyer. I suggest getting that book if you want to learn all the different ways that God speaks and what that looks like, because she goes in a lot more detail about each method. Now, again, God always speaks through his word. And something that I used to do when I first got saved and was trying to live for God and just trying to figure out how does God speak to me and deciphering his voice, something that I used to do was I would write down everything I thought was God, everything. So whether I had a dream, I would write it down. If I heard something, I'm like, maybe that's God because I don't think that's me. I would write it down. If somebody would give me a word and it was like, oh, God told me to tell you, I would write it down because people be prophesying. So don't be out here thinking that just because somebody said that they a prophet, what they saying is from God. People be lying, okay? And don't get manipulated. Don't get spiritually manipulated out here by not being vigilant. So that's a whole episode for a whole nother day. But I will write it down and I will go back to the word. And I would, I mean, and more practically, what does the Bible say about da-da-da-da-da? And I will read it. Go to the text, read the context, measure up what did I hear. If it aligned with the word, then I would say, okay, that was God right there. And then over time, and then something I also used to do was ask God for confirmation, especially early on in my walk, where I wasn't using confirmation as a procrastination tactic, because we got to separate those two. Some of you guys, you know you hearing God, but you asking for confirmation because you ain't trying to do what he said. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about individuals who are genuinely new and trying to figure this out. So I would ask God, can you confirm this? If this is you, can you confirm it?
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
And whenever I would get confirmation, I would go back to my journal, wherever I wrote it down, and I would write the confirmation that I got and how I got the confirmation. And over time, by just doing that, I started to learn how God speaks to me. Doing that alongside of reading my words so that I can understand what it says, going to church, changing my lifestyle, living a more righteous life, that in addition to all of these things together, over time, as I matured as a believer, having wise counsel, being able to go to leadership and say, hey, I think God is sharing this with me. I'm not sure. Just being able to utilize all the resources that I have for me personally allowed me to get stronger in my walk with God and my faith. It allowed me to get wiser as I got deeper in the word. And it allowed me to recognize God's voice. Now, something that I realized can hinder you from being able to hear him clearly or can cause confusion is how emotionally attached you may be to the outcome. So I gave you some practical tips on how to decipher if you're hearing from God. Now here's a big roadblock that will cause you to be very confused no matter what stage of your faith you're in. And again, that's how emotionally attached you are to the response. So if you're in, let's say for example, if you're in a marriage where it is so emotionally draining, where you every single day is agony, you don't want to be there, you hate it. All you can see, think, or feel is the agony of this relationship. If you're seeking God on behalf of it, it's going to be difficult to be able to hear what he's saying because you're so emotionally attached to it or so emotionally drunk, right? I believe it's one of the reasons the Bible tells us to be sober and to be vigilant because high emotional instances make us susceptible to the enemy, to his manipulation tactics, and how he tries to distort the word of God. When Jesus was in the wilderness, hungry, he was just fasting, he was weak. The enemy tempted him by manipulating scripture. This is another reason I tell you to make sure that when you line it up with the word, that you go and you find the actual text and the context, because the enemy will love to distort it a little bit, just enough so it sounds enough like it that you will go with it, but it's still deception and it's still wrong. So again, emotions can easily confuse you. So if I was you in whatever situation you're looking to hear from God in, or you may feel confused about or in that state where it's like, is this God? Is this not God? I would really check your emotions because they can cause that confusion. So perfect example, I had an episode, it was Luke 1 and something is the title of the episode, where I talked about my fertility journey this time around, trying to have another child and how emotionally attached I was to the outcome. Because I was praying to God specifically for answers on if I should do IVF or if I should wait to try to conceive naturally and carry to term naturally. And I was so emotionally attached to the subject. And it was to the point where all the ways that I usually hear from God and the way I can move confidently and knowing that I'm doing what God said, that was not there anymore. And it left me confused of one day I think I'm hearing from God to do IVF. One day I'm thinking I'm hearing from God to wait and conceive naturally. I had no peace. It was just so much internal turmoil. And so this is another thing. If there's no peace about it, I would say that this probably is not God. Now, caveat here, because I like to be real clear when I speak so nothing is misinterpreted. There's a difference between having peace and being comfortable. Most of the things God is going to call you to do are not going to be comfortable, but there's a difference between peace and comfort. We'll talk about that in another episode because I don't want you to confuse the two. I just had to say that. But I had no peace about moving forward with either decision. And I was at a crossroad where everything that I did to hear from God was not working, where I was fasting and praying, still not getting a clear answer. Even when I took it to the Word, there's so many different examples of women who God is blessed to conceive against what societal norms may be. They may have been an old age or a virgin like Mary. Like, God has done some amazing things as far as childbirth and fertility in the Word. So I knew that no matter what way I decided to go forward, that God could move. I just needed to know the specifics of what was the next move for me, what was in alignment with God for me. And in that moment, I didn't have the answer. And so what I did, because again, emotions and your attachment to the response can cloud your ability to hear God clearly, I just walked away from it. And I said, God, I'm not making any decision. And when you want me to know what the right decision is, I need you to make it undoubtedly clear, because nothing that I've done that I know how to do that works for everything else is working right now. And I left it there. Sometimes you just got to leave it. And so I left it there. And then out of nowhere, and I go into detail on that episode, but out of nowhere, God dropped it in my spirit where I knew without a shadow of a doubt, and I can't even explain to you beyond, it was an overwhelming sense of like, this is the decision. And I instantly had peace about it, that I was to not go through it with IVF and that he was going to allow me to conceive naturally. And 2 weeks later, I was pregnant with the child I'm carrying now. So again, emotions can easily cloud your judgment. So if those of you guys who are in that space where you may be seeking God on behalf of your business and money's tight, you're ready to leave your job, you're going into this place every single day and it's frustrating. So God, when you gonna let me leave? God, when you gonna let me leave? And you're confused because you don't know, should I take a leap of faith? Should I stay? Should I jump? Should I go? Walk away from it and say, God, when you want me to know what I'm supposed to do, you know how to get to me. He don't need our help. You know how to get to me. So walk away from it and then see what God does. So I'm going to end this here because this is getting a little long, but I gave you some practical tools. New believers, if you're early on, study the Word, because God and his Word are one. No matter where you are in your faith journey, when you get what you think is a word from God, fact check it with the Bible, because if it contradicts it, it's not God. If it aligns with it in context, then it is God. And if you're ever in that place where you are so emotionally attached to the outcome, that may be what's causing you from not being able to hear. So walk away from it and pray for God to just make the answer clear when it's time. So I wanted to answer that question a little differently now, because I've answered it a lot of times before. If you go to blessedandbossedup.com and search Hear from God, there are so many episodes where we've covered it. And again, my book recommendation is always, of course, the Bible. But in addition to that, How to Hear from God by Joyce Meyer is a great resource on that. So that's it for this week's bonus episode. I love you guys, and I will talk to you on Sunday.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.